Hello, listeners, and welcome to yet another episode of the Nigeria Football Weekly Podcast. I'm your host, Olu Oke. Today's episode 68, and we are back into the full swing of club football with a bunch of games happening over the past weekend since the last international break. Obviously, we'll touch on the Nigeria result for a bit, as well as a few happenings happening with the NFF and things to know like the world rankings and a new friendly game that's just been announced. But it's been an eventful week for Nigerian footballers. They've seemed to get back into the groove of things club-wise. So without any further ado, let's get into it. So starting with the Premier League as usual, and Alex Iwobi, probably our best performer in the league in terms of Nigerian players so far this season. He got his third consecutive assist in three games for Everton over the weekend on Saturday as they beat Jaribo Southampton 2-1. He set up the winner for Dwight McNeil, who scored with quite an excellent finish. So Iwobi's influence continues to grow, and honestly, I just love to see it. Let's see if he can continue his good form and if also he can replicate it for Nigeria in our next coming games. Next up for Everton, though, it does get any easier. They play Manchester United at home at 7 p.m. on Sunday night. That should be a very, very tasty game. And if you ask me, I'll say Everton could easily win that game. But hey, let's see how it goes. Speaking of Jaribo, he did start the game against Everton where Iwobi got the assist. And he actually scored Southampton's goal, which put them ahead 1-0 before they succumbed to the 2-1 loss. So it's his second Premier League goal of the season. So shout out Jaribo. I don't see any reason why he should ever be on the bench for Southampton, to be honest. And hopefully we see him continue to start games going forward. They also have a very, very tough fixture coming up. They play Manchester City away on Saturday, 3 p.m. So watch out for that one. Moving on to Frank Rijkaard at Brentford. He continues to play very marginal minutes. He played the last 6 minutes of their 0-0 draw away to Bournemouth on Saturday. So it's not looking good for him in terms of starting and forcing his way back into the team. Next up for Brentford, they're currently 10th, but they play Newcastle United away on Saturday at 3 p.m. So very, very likely that they're going to lose that game. And then I'm recording this on Thursday, but on Monday night, we also had a game, an East Midlands derby between a lot of Nigerian players, with Leicester City hosting Nottingham Forest. Leicester City ran out comfortable winners 4-0. It was their first win of the season. James Maddison was imperious in this game. He was unbelievable. Scored two goals, including a delightful free kick. And he also got one assist, which Patson Daka backheeled into the net. So honestly, just fantastic all around from Leicester. And Brendan Rodgers probably breathed a sigh of relief in that game. We saw Wilfred Ndidi start the game in his preferred position at the base of the midfield. Although he only lasted the first half as he was subbed off with a minor injury. Although reports indicate that hopefully he'll be able to play in their next game on Saturday. Iheanacho, on the other hand, was an on-new sub, so he didn't play in this game at all. Next up for them, they play Bournemouth away on Saturday at 3 p.m. as well. So that should be a very, very tasty game. As for Nottingham Forest, I mean, where do I start? It looks likely that Steve Cooper is going to be sacked very soon. And there are rumours that Rafa Benitez will be his replacement. So watch this space. Tyrone Woodley did start the game. And to be fair, he should have scored in the first half. Composure was a bit lacking, to be fair. He was replaced in the 62nd minute by Emmanuel Dennis. It still baffles me why Emmanuel Dennis cannot start a game for this shocking team. It makes no sense. Like, didn't they watch him play for Watford last season? But anyway, let's see what happens for them. Next up for them, they play Aston Villa at home on Monday. So if they lose that game, because they're now bottom of the league, I'm sure they would have to act and sack the manager. So in terms of other results, shout out my Gunners. We beat Tottenham 3-1 to maintain our spot at the top of the table. You know, it's always a great sign. Thomas Partey scored a great goal in that one. And Gabriel Jesus scored and Xhaka scored as well. We did get the customary Harry Kane penalty, which was no surprise, to be honest. We saw Chelsea beat Crystal Palace 2-1 away with Conor Gallagher scoring an absolutely spectacular goal to win it at the end of the game. Fulham got thrashed 4-1 by Newcastle, and Miguel Almirón scored probably one of the contenders for goal of the season. If you haven't seen that goal yet, I urge you to go onto YouTube and find that goal. Honestly, it was that spectacular. Liverpool drew 3-3 at home to Brighton. It's not looking good for Liverpool. They've still only won 2 league games all season. And Leandro Trossard scored a hat-trick in this game. Really, really, really brilliant hat-trick, to be fair. Like, they're looking really, really good, even with their new manager, Roberto De Zerbi. So let's see if they could keep that form going. West Ham United played Wolves in the 5:30 p.m. kickoff on Saturday and won 2-0. Scamacca scored a lovely goal, and Bowen scored a lovely goal as well. I really like the look of Scamacca, so let's see if he could continue his good form and keep Antonio on the bench. On Sunday, we saw Man City run riot in the Manchester derby. Erling Haaland and Phil Foden both scoring hat-tricks. Just unbelievable. And then Man United got a few consolation goals in the second half just to make the score look a bit more appeasing, I guess. And then Leeds United drew 0-0 to Aston Villa on Sunday as well. In terms of fixtures to look forward to this weekend, there's no 12:30 p.m. kickoff. I'm not sure why. But we'll see the Leicester boys in action against Bournemouth at 3 p.m. Chelsea host Wolverhampton in 3 p.m. kickoff, so Diego Costa goes back to Stamford Bridge. That should be quite tasty. Jaribo Southampton go away to Man City, so that's going to be a tough, tough game for them. I already mentioned Franco Higa's Brentford go away to Newcastle as well, so that should be a very interesting game. And in the 5:30 p.m. kickoff, Brighton host Tottenham, so that should be a very, very tasty game, and I'm hoping Brighton could do us a favour by winning that game. On Sunday, 2 p.m. kickoff, there's 2 games. Crystal Palace host Leeds United and West Ham host Fulham at 2 p.m. And then at 4:30, the big one, Arsenal host Liverpool. Now, if my Arsenal could beat Liverpool, then I know that we're really, 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 really meaning business this season. And then Alex Iwobi's Everton play Manchester United in the 7 p.m. kickoff on Sunday. That's probably why there's no 12:30 p.m. kickoff game, because usually you don't have 7 p.m. kickoff games on Sunday. And finally, we'll see Nottingham Forest host Aston Villa on Monday. So that's it in terms of the Premier League. In terms of Serie A, Victor Osimhen is still injured, although Napoli continue to fly without him. Raspadori has been in exceptional form, replacing Osimhen at the top of the attack. And Giovanni Simeone's also been playing really well when he's come on in games. Over the weekend, they brushed aside Olympiacos Torino 3-1. Zambo Anguissa scored a brace in this game. And their team just looks really, 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 really good. I really hope they could win Serie A this season. And then on Tuesday, they battered Ajax 6-1 away. I mean, that was just an incredible victory. But next up for them, they play Cremonese on Sunday evening. So it'll be Osimhen versus Okereke Adezas. Let's see if Osimhen's able to make that game. I know he's back in training, but I'm not sure how much longer he's going to be out injured for. Speaking of another player who shone over the weekend, Ademola Lookman scored the winner for Atalanta on Sunday in their 1-0 win against Fiorentina. So they're second in the league and also going very, very, very well so far this season. Hopefully we'll see Lookman keep his place as they face Udinese on Sunday afternoon at 2 p.m. Speaking of Udinese, we've also got a Nigerian player who's playing for Udinese, and they're currently third in the league. So we've got Nigerians for playing for first, second and third in the league. As it successes, Udinese won their 6th league game in a row. They came from behind to beat Verona 2-1. Isaac Success did start the game, although he did come off for Beto, who's the Portuguese striker who's been scoring a lot of goals for Udinese. And he actually scored the equaliser before Udinese scored a last-minute winner. So let's see if he would start the game on Sunday when they host Atalanta. Speaking of Ola Aina, in the 3-1 loss to Napoli, he came on for the final 16 minutes. So he's got a big job on his hands to get back into the starting lineup. Next up for him, he plays Empoli at home on Sunday morning at 11:30 a.m. Speaking of Empoli, Tarane Buehi continues to be an unused sub for them. They lost 3-1 to AC Milan at home over the weekend. Crazy, crazy game. Nobody had scored any goal until the 79th minute. Then Rebic scored. And then Empoli scored an equaliser in stoppage time and still had time to concede 2 more goals to AC Milan. So AC Milan ran away 3-1 winners in that game. Let's see if Webuhi will play any minutes in the game against Torino away on Sunday morning. And finally, the Cremonese boys, they are still searching for their first win of the season. It's not looking good, bruv. They drew 1-1 away to Lecce. Okereke started the game off the left wing, and Dezas came off the bench for the final 25 minutes. So Dezas still looking for his first Serie A goal, and it's very unlikely to come at home against Napoli. So that will be Sunday 5 p.m. In La Liga, Samuel Chukwueze recovered sufficiently from his injury, which ruled him out of the international break. Although Jeremy Pino continues to start in the right wing. So he only came on for the final 8 minutes in a 0-0 draw away against Cadiz. Next up for them, later tonight, they play Austria Wien at home in the Conference League. And then on Sunday, they go away to Real Sociedad. So let's see how Chukwueze performs in those games. We know Marcelique is out for the season, so unfortunately for him. And Aziza Oshuala, the women's game is on international break. So earlier today, Nigeria faced Japan in the Mikisogo Bosai Koen Stadium and lost 2-0. No real surprise, to be honest. Once Nigeria face any of the big guns in women's football, we tend to lose. So let's see what happens with Mr. Waldron, but it's not looking good. Even in Africa, where we usually dominate, we only finished fourth in the last AFCON over the summer. So let's see what happens. But anyway, Oshuala should be back after this weekend, back to league games. In League 1, Terem Mofi and Innocent Bonkes Lorient continue to fly high. They won their fifth straight game of the season with a 2-1 win at home against Lille. They even got a red card at 1-1 and still managed to score the winner. They've now won 7 of their first 9 matches, which is pretty much almost their total number of wins from last season. They're third in the league. They're just 3 points off PSG and 2 points off Marseille. So really, really looking good. Hopefully, Mofi could get on the score sheet in the next game when they play Brest away on Sunday at 2 p.m. As for Moses Simon, his Nantes team continues to struggle. They got battered 4-1 away to Monaco with Sam Ben Yedder, ultimate team legend, as you know, scoring a hat-trick in that game. They're also in action later tonight. They play Freiburg away in the Europa League, and then they play Rennes away on Sunday. So let's see how Moses Simon gets on in that game. And finally, in terms of the top five leagues, Kevin Akpogoma's Hoffenheim, he came off the bench in the final 15 minutes as they played Chidera Ejike's Hertha Berlin. Next up for them, they play Werder Bremen at home tomorrow night on Friday. And Chidera Ejike, he got his third assist in 3 straight games. So he's finally beginning to add end product to his new team. He played well as well in that 1-1 draw against Hoffenheim. But next up, they play one of the high flyers, Freiburg, at home on Sunday. So let's see if Ejike could score or even get an assist. And that's it in terms of the top five leagues for the weekend. So moving on to all the other leagues in Europe, starting with the Primeira Liga as usual. Zaidu Sanusi came off the bench on Friday night for the final 6 minutes for Porto as they thrashed Braga 4-1 at home. That was a really good result for them because Braga are currently second in the league. So shout out to them. And on Tuesday night, Zaidu Sanusi scored his first ever Champions League goal for Porto as they ran away 2-0 winners against Bayer Leverkusen. It was a great header as well. Cross from Taremi, the striker. And honestly, it was just great to see because Sanusi came off the bench and the first thing he did was score his first Champions League goal to break the deadlock because it was 0-0 before he came on. So shout out to him. Hopefully, we'll see him start the next game on Sunday evening away to Portimonense. And then Xavier Godwin as well. His Caspia side have been flying really high. They're unbelievably now fourth in the league, even though they just got promoted. They won their third straight game 2-1 on Monday night away to Maritimo. Xavier Godwin started again, but he didn't get any goal or assist. But nevertheless, really, really impressive form from them. Next up for them, they play Vizela at home on Sunday. So let's see if they can continue their really, really good form to start this season. In the Eredivisie, we've seen Calvin Bassey's Ajax stumble a little bit. He did play really well on Saturday, but they dropped points at home against Go Ahead Eagles in a 1-1 draw, which is really, really shameful when you think about it. And then Bassey and the rest of his teammates all struggled on Tuesday as they got battered 6-1 by Napoli. I'm sure it's the heaviest defeat Ajax have ever had in a home Champions League game. They never conceded 5 goals at home before, and they conceded 6 in the Champions League. Like, just bad, bad, bad all around. But anyway, they get respite. They're playing a team called Volendam away on Sunday. So hopefully the good times could come back at the Ajax Amsterdam Arena. In the Belgian League, Raphaël Indica's Club Bruges won their game 3-0 on Saturday against Mechelen. He started that game. Onyedika is definitely the future Nigerian midfielder alongside Alassane Youssouf. And he was also impressive on Tuesday night as they beat Atletico Madrid 2-0 in the Champions League. So Club Bruges from Belgium have won 3 of their first 3 games in the Champions League. And you have to say they're looking very, very good to make the last 16. If they can win one of their final 3 games, then you have to say that they should Sale qualification into the round of 16 of the Champions League, which is just an unbelievable achievement. Anyway, next up for them in the league, they play on Sunday night at home against KVC Westerlo, and I'm sure Yedika will start the game as they sit in third place in the league at the moment. Alassane Youssouf's Royal Antwerp, who were first, they finally lost a game on Sunday, 2-1 away to Kortrijk. They do remain first, though, because it means that they've won 9 of their first 10 games. Eventually, the winning streak had to come to an end, but they'll be looking to bounce back at home on Saturday night as they host STVV. In more good news, actually, we saw Paul Onuachu score his first league goal of the season. Shout out to him. Genk are playing well this season as well. They're currently second in the division. He scored in their 2-1 win away to KV Ostend. And let's see if he can keep up the form as they play host to KV Kortrijk at home on Saturday. Victor Boniface, Union Saint-Gilloise. Victor Boniface did start the game over the weekend as they won 3-0 away against OH Leuven. He didn't score this time. He is in action later tonight, though, in the Europa League away to Braga. That's going to be a tough, tough game. And then on Sunday, they host Cercle Bruges at home. Moving on to the Czech Republic League, Fortune Bassi's Viktoria Plzeň. He was on the bench in a 1-1 draw on Saturday against Bohemians, and then he came off the bench to play 38 minutes on Tuesday in the Champions League as they got battered 5-0 away by Bayern Munich. Not good at all. Next up for them, though, they play Mladá Boleslav at home on Saturday. So let's see if the striker could start the game or at least get some minimum 4 minutes off the bench. Good news for Slavia Prague. All the Nigerian boys are fit and firing again. We've seen Irasor come back from injury over the weekend. Peter Lajinka scored in their 3-0 win over Slovan Liberec. Irasor and Moses Uzor both came off the bench in that game. They're also in action later tonight at home against Cluj of Romania. And then they play Sigma Olomouc away on Sunday. In the Danish league, Paul Mukairu's Copenhagen. We know Amo is injured for the season pretty much. Paul Mukairu is not in the squad as they won 1-0 at home to Aros on Sunday. And then yesterday night on Wednesday, they got battered 5-0 by Manchester City. Mukairu did not start this game, so it's not looking too good for our Nigerian contingent there. But anyway, in the league, they've got a big fixture coming up. They play FC Nordjylland at home on Saturday. And in Croatia, Cedevita Wazem's hat-trick split. Won their game 1-0 away on Sunday against HNK Rijeka. Awaziam actually scored the winning goal, so shout out to Cedevita Awaziam. Although we know the Croatian league is not by any means the strongest, but still good to see. Next up for him, they play against NK Varaždin at home this Saturday. And then finally, in the Turkish league, we saw Hamiyeku start the game on Saturday as they drew 0-0 with David Akintola actually replacing him in the 69th minute. So they still remain second in the league. So not going too badly, but you know, it would have been good if they won the game. The 0-0 draw was against Galatasaray. Next up for them, though, they play tomorrow evening against Gaziantep away. So let's see if they could get back to winning ways. Right, Osayi Samos Fenerbahce, he came on for the final 20 minutes in a 0-0 draw away to Besiktas. I also heard a rumor that Pesero has sent scouts to extensively look at him for the right-back position. We know he's been converted from a winger to a right-back over the last, pretty much since last season. So looking for competition for Ola Aina, which makes sense. They are also in action in Europe later tonight. They play AEK Larnaca at home. And then they play Fatih Karagümrük on Sunday. And then finally, Ahmed Musa and Leke James are both injured for Sivasspor, so they did not play over the weekend. Let's see if any of them will be fit later today as they play KF Balkani at home in the Conference League. And then they will go to table toppers Istanbul Başakşehir away on Monday night. In terms of star boy of the week, it's been a very, very good week for Nigerian players. We saw Jaribo score his second Premier League goal. We saw Iwobi get an assist as Everton won an away game. We saw Ademola Lookman score the winner for Atalanta against Fiorentina. We saw Chidi Ajike get an assist. We saw Paul Onuachu score his first league goal of the season. And we also saw Olayinka and Awaziam score goals for their respective teams. But It always is a special day when you score your first Champions League goal and keep a clean sheet, especially when you came off the bench. So my star boy of the week is Seydou Sanusi. Shout out to him, and hopefully he can force his way back in the starting lineup and keep up the great form. In terms of Nigerian news, one thing to chat about is we have the NFF announced a friendly game against Costa Rica 4 days before we play Portugal in November. It's a bit of a shame when you have to play friendly games against teams going to the World Cup. They're kind of using it for like warm-ups basically. So we are playing Costa Rica on the 10th of November in the USA before we play Portugal on the 15th of November, shortly before the World Cup starts, on the 20th. In terms of the last game against Algeria, I'm sure anyone listening to this podcast knows what happened. We lost 2-1. Terry Murphy scored a goal early on in the 9th minute, and we had a second goal wrongfully disallowed from Ademola Lookman. The referee was really, really dodgy, I have to say, in this game. It was really, really bad. They got a very contentious penalty, which Riyad Mahrez then dispatched in the 41st minute. And then in the 61st minute, Youssef Aital scored the winning goal. We did see Pesero continue with these two strikers up top. It was pretty much a 4-4-2. We saw Seydou Sanusi start at left back, Olaina at right back. Kevin Akpoguma and Calvin Bassey started at the in center of defense, which is really good to see because I believe that is the partnership of the future for the Super Eagles. We saw Frank Onyeka and Alex Iwobi start in midfield, although I'd have liked to have seen Onyedika start in the center of the park. Moses Simon started as the left winger, and we saw Ademola Lookman start at the right winger, with Terry Murphy and Iheanacho Choi partnering each other in attack. Second half was really, really bad, I have to say. First half, we were pretty good. Although playing in Algeria, they're opening a new stadium, and they've been playing as a team for a while now. So it definitely showed in the way the game went. So hopefully we can improve when we play these friendly matches against Costa Rica and Portugal. But one thing is for certain, we have no goalkeeper. It's a big, big problem. We'll judge next year because Pesero needs more time with the team. Chance creation looks to be a big, big problem, although we know we are missing Victor Osimhen. And I'm not sure if playing two up top is the way forward because our midfield did look overrun. In other news for Nigeria, Super Falcons did lose today to Japan, as I mentioned. I mean, not the end of the world, but wasn't surprising either. Nigeria did drop in the world rankings released today from 31st to 32nd in the world, so 1.1 place down. But we're still fourth in Africa, which is not surprising after losing to Algeria. And then the NFF have elected a new president. So no more Amaji Pinnick. Step in Ibrahim Gusau. He was the president of the Zamfara Football Association, I believe. I don't want to judge. Let's see how things go before we judge. But hopefully the man has a good head on his shoulders and he could just provide those non-negotiables that every other good national team has. Even the South American teams, when it comes to having a good stadium, sponsorships, the right training facilities, doing social media correctly. These things are no rocket science. And hopefully we'll see him take a back seat compared to Amaji Pinnick, who is wanting to be the center of attention when it comes to matters of Nigeria. So yeah, that's it in terms of Nigerian news. In terms of ones to watch over the weekend, Jaribo Southampton play against Man City away on Saturday 3 p.m. Ola Aina faces Tarane Buehi, with Torino playing Empoli on Sunday 11:30 a.m. Terry Murphy's Lorient and Innocent Bonke play Brest away on Sunday at 2 p.m. Let's see if Murphy could get back onto the score sheet. We know he's having an excellent season and his teammates are too. Ademola Lookman's Atalanta face Ajax Success's Udinese, with Udinese being the home team on Sunday at 2 p.m. Let's see if Osimhen is also fit, as Dezers and Okereke will be in action for Cremonese, who hosts Napoli on Sunday at 5 p.m. And then finally, Alex Iwobi's Everton host Manchester United at Goodison Park on Sunday night, 7 p.m. kickoff. So that's it for this episode of the podcast. Thanks again for rocking with me. Please remember to subscribe to the YouTube channel, Nigeria Football Weekly. If you listen to this on Spotify, you could also watch the video via Spotify. And if you have any comments, please let me know. Please remember to also give us a rating. That always helps with the podcast's exposure. And continue to follow us on our social media channels, at NFWPOD on Twitter. On Instagram, it's Nigeria Football Weekly. I appreciate every single listener. Enjoy all the football over tonight and the weekend. And I'll be back next week to round up the action. Take care. Peace out.
Thanks for watching this video. Please like, share, subscribe, and click the bell to get a notification whenever we drop a video. You can also find our social media channels listed below. And of course, up Super Eagles and Nigerno the Ever Carry Last.